here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of April, 2017. April Fool's Day, a day for pranks and hoaxes. Joseph Boskin, a professor of history at Boston University, said the practice dated back to the reign of Emperor Constantine, who was challenged by his court jesters that a fool could run the empire as well as he did. So he appointed a jester king for the day, and one of the jester's acts was to decree an annual day of merriment. The story ran in the Associated Press, and a couple of weeks later discovered that Professor Boskin had made the whole thing up. It was a hoax. And many people suspected a hoax when, on April the 1st, 2004, Google announced its new Gmail service. But indeed, it was for real. It's the birthday of Anne McCaffrey, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1926, best known for her Dragon Riders of Pern science fiction fantasy series about Earth colonists on the planet of Pern living in a medievalish society with genetically engineered dragons. It's the birthday of the pianist and composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, born in Novgorod, Russia, 1873. He was in the middle of writing his famous second piano concerto when his first symphony got not very good reviews, and he stopped writing music for 3 years. It was a nervous breakdown, and he was finally able to overcome it by visiting a psychiatrist who, each time the two of them met, said the same exact words to Rachmaninoff. He said, "You will write your concerto. You will work with great facility. The concerto will be of excellent quality." It's the birthday of the novelist Francine Prose, born Brooklyn, 1947, author of Household Saints, about an Italian butcher and his schizophrenic daughter, and Blue Angel, a satire on academia and writing workshops. Francine Prose, who went to Radcliffe, dropped out of grad school after she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's novel 100 Years of Solitude, which inspired her to write. She's written over 30 books of fiction and nonfiction, including a book on the craft of writing, Reading Like a Writer, in which she advises people who want to be writers to read and to read widely. Her best-selling novel came out a couple of years ago, Lovers at the Chameleon Club, Paris, 1932. Here's a poem for today by Wendy Manukin, The Public Garden. The sun is shining, and I'm content to be myself, walking across the common as families queue up by the swan boats, real swans parting the water in elegant wakes. This is La Vie en Rose, on a lawn vivid with spring. People walk their dogs, peeling off in clusters of introduction and gossip, below a sign that shouts, "Don't feed the ducks." Families throw watered-up bread into the pond. Kids on the carousel want more, more. Frisbee players, tourists in Red Sox caps, babies with their dimpled elbows, the guy on stilts, the pretzel vendor, the woman holding out a cup for change as she recites our forecast. I'm taking it in, all of it, sun and melting cones, skinned knees and soothing words and single shining tears, whatever love has rained on us all. The Public Garden, a poem by Wendy Manukin from Dinner with Emerson, published by Tiger Bark Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. You can sign up to get the Writer's Almanac in email format delivered to your inbox each morning get the whole thing, information about history and writers and scientists, and also a poem. Just visit thewritersalmanac.org/newsletter.